Hey, Josh, it's Caroline. I have a question.
The Tate Information Desk is the logical place to go if you're looking for a bathroom in the University of Georgia's busy five-story student center. Referred to lovingly as the living room of UGA's campus, the Tate Center is home to 6 sets of gendered bathrooms and 10 gender-neutral bathrooms. Now, anyone who has been inside this building could point you to a clearly labeled men's or women's room, but where are the gender-neutral bathrooms? According to the Equal Opportunity Office, there are supposed to be 4 on the 4th floor, 5 on the 3rd floor, and 1 on the 2nd floor. But after several trips to the building with my roommate and I searching down every hallway for these 10 bathrooms, we came up with nothing. These bathrooms are essential to the well-being of transgender and non-binary students. Why are they so difficult to find? I decided to take a trip to the information desk.
Hi. Do you know if there's a gender-neutral bathroom in here?
Hey, Josh, it's Caroline. I have a question. Come over here. Is there, I don't know. Do we have a gender-neutral bathroom here?
There is one available inside the theater. I'll look.
You may be able to get into it.
The door should be unlocked. It's next to that water fountain right over there.
Okay.
They point me towards a door I had no idea I was even allowed to go into. Tucked into a corner by the UGA card office, the sign on the door says exit only, which makes me nervous. I push it open to find 2 gender-neutral bathrooms attached to the Tate Center exit. The confusing discovery of these bathrooms surfaces 3 new questions for me. First, why must trans people make extra effort to perform an essential bodily function? Second, the information desk only mentioned these 2 gender-neutral bathrooms. Where are the other 8, and why are they hidden? For JOR 4090, this is Autumn Sanford.